school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Here we go. It's another night of high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in to KNZA 103.9 FM. We are also queued up on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Go to mscsports.net, listen live tab, and scroll down to the Hiawatha channel if you want to view our broadcast here tonight. Good evening from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Brandon Tam and I am joined by Leah and Paige here, of course, with the Hiawatha channel. Our studio producer tonight is Chance Link. Appreciate his hard work back in the studios as always. Well, for Hiawatha tonight, they are back at home for game number two here of the 24-25 campaign. And Hiawatha is playing host to a Northeast Kansas League opponent. Not too far away from here, the Horton Chargers are in town tonight. Got the girls game coming up here in about 5 minutes or so, and the boys will follow in the nightcap per usual as we got another double dip here with the Big East and the Northeast Kansas League. Well, getting you set for the girls game here, both these teams are coming off season opening losses on Friday. For Hiawatha, they were here on their home floor. They lost to Troy by a final score of 47-34. And on the other side, the visitors, the Horton Chargers, losing their opener, a league game on the road. That was at Atchison County. And that final, Tigers getting the win over the Chargers. Final count there, 50-31. So again, game two of the regular season for both of these teams. And both teams looking for win number one. Again, we got a full house and a full crew on hand. We're getting you set for this doubleheader on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll get you set for the starting lineups and the tip-off right after this. It's Hiawatha and Horton basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Another full Friday night, or I should say Tuesday night, beg your pardon. We're off here to start the week, so apologize for that. We got Leah and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel. Brandon Tam, and we got Chance Lake in studio. Double dip here of high school hoops tonight on KNZA 103.9 and the Hiawatha Channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. We got our girls contest coming up, the Chargers of Horton and the Redhawks of Hiawatha. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with the road team as always, the Chargers of Horton under second-year head coach Gary Sorensen. They are 0-1 to start the season. They go like this. Kara Covers Up is a junior, and in the backcourt alongside Carly Hutflitz, who is a senior. Piper Chartier, another senior, and then a pair of sophomores with Kansas Keough and Marlissa Banks. So again, for Gary Sorensen and company, it's Covers Up, Hutflitz, Chartier, Keough, and Banks. For first-year head coach of the Hiawatha girls, Stacey Jasper, spent 9 years as an assistant here for the Redhawks, now getting her first opportunity as the head coach. They will go like this, and they are off to a 0-1 start here in 24-25. Kylie Nelson, a 5'5 sophomore, joined into the backcourt by Aaliyah Contreras, who is a 5'5 senior. Claire Twombly is a 5'8 junior. Addison Williams is a 5'6 junior, and Kenzie Nelson, a 5'5 junior. So again, for Hiawatha, Redhawks started off tonight. Nelson, Contreras, Twombly, Williams, and Nelson. Again, you got Kylie and Kenzie Nelson. And then again for Horton, it is Covers Up, Hutflitz, Chartier, Keough, and Banks. Again, alongside Lee and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel. Paige Mueller alongside, color commentating. We appreciate it very much. You saw this team play on Friday. What was a 47-34 loss? They did not shoot the ball particularly well against Troy. They're going to have to turn it around a little bit more offensively, pick up that pace, give themselves a chance for their first win.
They really struggled breaking the press against Troy. That was a big struggle. Troy was fantastic. Very much right out the gate, they were putting a full court pressure, and Hiawatha struggled the entire time to not have a turnover, not to have 10-second calls. They need to be able to break that press tonight because you know Horton watched the film. So that's going to be a big struggle for the Redhawks again tonight.
Again, two teams looking for win number one and game number two. The home whites for the Redhawks, the all-road blue uniforms for the Chargers. Horton on the road. They get the opening tip-off, and we are underway as they go left to right here to start. Here is Kansas Keough. Lost it at the top of the key and still trying to fight through a little bit of traffic is Marlissa Banks, and she's called for a travel. Good double team near midcourt, forcing an early turnover. For the Redhawks, now an opportunity for their first possession inside the roundhouse tonight. Home white uniforms, no score. 15 seconds into this game. Both these teams are off to 0-1 starts. They quickly go inside, kick it right back out to the wing with Kylie Nelson, who drives. Good. Dumped down to Williams, and then is fouled on the shot attempt, and she'll shoot two. So a nice drive by Kylie Nelson, and then finding it off to Addison Williams on the block. She's bumped down on the shot. We'll shoot two. 5'6 junior Addison Williams, last year 5 points, 3 assists per game. And the loss to Troy, she had 4 points and 8 rebounds. And she short arms the first free throw attempt and will look to go 1-for-2 with her second opportunity. Staggered stance, the right-handed shot rattles up and it drops through. So Addison Williams, the first point tonight. She goes 1-of-2 at the free throw line, and the Redhawks have a 1-0 lead. Here is Horton on the attack with Marlissa Banks, and she drives to the rack and converts the layup and the foul. sensational sophomore Marlissa Banks, who was honorable mention in the NEKL a year ago, averaging 13 points per game as a freshman, gives Horton their first lead at 2-1. And her free throw attempt is pure. A three-point play by Marlissa Banks, and the Chargers out to a 3-1 advantage. We are 35 seconds into this game. Here is Nelson on a drive, kick to Contreras, works it around the arc from left to right, hands it off to Addison Williams, who works it back left, and a foul is going to be called on the perimeter against Banks. And that is her first team foul, number two. Hiawatha throwing it in with Williams, left side of her own backboard, as the Chargers currently packed into a 2-3 zone. Here's a drive and a shot rejected by covers up. And a rebound for the Chargers and Marlissa Banks. Chargers leading 3-1. We're not quite a minute into this opening quarter. Covers up inside. Good. Extra pass and a layup is good by the Chargers and Carly Hutcliffe. And the Chargers now out to a 5-1 lead. We have just crossed a minute gone by in this opening quarter. Left side kick. A three on the way. It's a little bit strong. Tipped into the hands of Kinsey Nelson, who puts one up. And just a little strong on the bank shot attempt. And a second chance rebound here for the Chargers. They lead it 5-1. 6:40 to go in this opening quarter. Right side pass, Chartier now dumps it inside to covers up through a couple of defenders, no good. And now fighting for the rebound underneath, and we get a jump ball. And it looks like the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Redhawks here. Fairly good pace early on. 6:32 to go opening quarter. The Chargers are out to a 5-1 lead. Both teams looking for win number one and game number two. Hiawatha losing 47-34 here at home to Troy on Friday. Horton lost at ACCHS 50-31. Here is a three that hits the front rim by Contreras and now saving it underneath and keeping it alive for Hiawatha. Contreras driving, dumping it inside. Kenzie Nelson, good extra pass, layup good. That is Claire Twombly on the receiving end. And the first field goal for the Redhawks have them within 5-3. Now the Chargers scrambling a little bit, nearly turn it over. Now Chartier driving underneath, and she's going to step on the baseline and a Chargers turnover. So three early turnovers for Horton, yet they still lead it 5-3 at 5:57 to go in this opening quarter. Here's Addison Williams, 5'6 junior, bringing it into the front court. Chargers still in a zone defense. They get Nelson here on the elbow, dumps it right side. Twombly sets, fires a three. It's an air ball. And then it's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Chartier, so the Redhawks keep the possession. And Hiawatha, chance to tie or take the lead, down 5-3, 5:42 to go in this opening quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson, had it tipped away, and a turnover by the Redhawks. Numbers here for Marlissa Banks, and she'll take it coast-to-coast herself and lay it in for two. She's out to five early points and a 7-3 Chargers advantage. Here's Kylie Nelson driving, losing, and turning it over. Numbers again, two-on-one break. Chartier, Banks, lost it on the block, but settled and regathered. Top of the key, this is Kansas Keough, a three, hit nothing but backboard, and a defensive rebound gathered in by Claire Twombly and Hiawatha. Just about 3 minutes into this opening quarter, Chargers 7, Redhawks 3. Good left side pass, had Twombly in the corner, now gives it off here to Contreras, takes it all the way in on covers up, who is going to be called for the foul, which puts Contreras at the line for two. So for Kara covers up, picks up the foul. That is her first team foul, number three. Contreras at the line. She was good from the stripe in game one, 6 of 7, now 7 of 8 on the early season as she gets on the board for her first point tonight. Makes it 7-4. Trying to get it to within two. That one no good. Offensive rebound, though, is stuck back up and in by Claire Twombly. Nobody marked her up, and she got an easy steal. And now a steal on the other end. Miss layup. Contreras missing a couple of layups. Hiawatha, after forcing a turnover after that made bucket. Boy, missed opportunities not once but twice there for the Redhawks. Here is Banks, left wing, fires a three. It's nothing but net. Marlissa Banks, 8 first quarter points, her first 3 tonight, 10-6 Chargers. Coming up on 4:20 to go in this opening quarter. Nelson driving, kicking to Twombly, now Williams has it. Gets to the free throw line, Contreras to the elbow, splitting a couple defenders, throws up a shot, no good, covers up the rebound for the Chargers. Good look, a couple of times here. Last couple possessions for the Red Hawks. Can't get him to fall. Now Banks again. Same spot. And she's left open. She drills another three. She's got 11 here in the first quarter. It is 13-5 as we have crossed the halfway point here in this opening quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson, the sophomore, bouncing it to Contreras on the right wing. Still his own defense. Now Williams fires. A little bit long on a triple. And a backside rebound by Piper Chartier. Good start here for the Chargers. They launch it up the floor. Covers up underneath. Good extra pass. She drops the dime to Hutchlis for two. And a timeout for the Redhawks. The Chargers in control at 3:36 to go in this opening quarter. They're out to a 15-6 lead. Check to see if it's a 30 or a full. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Well, on one side, good start. On the other side, not a good start. Got to mark up Marlissa Banks, who's hit back-to-back threes.
Hiawatha struggled last game against Troy as well, not finishing on the easy layups. We had a lot of missed opportunities down in the post where we were open. The defense was not covering. And Hiawatha is going to learn they need to make those points count because they missed about 6 points in a span of 30 seconds just trying to get rebounds, and which is improvement from the last game, is they struggled with offensive and defensive rebounds. So at least Hiawatha has improvement there, but they're going to have to make those points count.
So out of the timeout, Chargers in control here through the first 4.5 minutes, 15-6, the Horton lead here at Hiawatha. Left side pass, Nelson, baseline drive through a lot of contact, and she draws the foul. You had Bobby Becker in the vicinity, also Kansas Keough, but they get the foul on Becker, and that is her first. She had just checked in. Team foul number 4, and that puts Kylie Nelson, the sophomore, at the line for 2. Try to chip away at this deficit in the first quarter. First free throw, a little short. Well, Hiawatha in the loss to Troy on Friday, they were 15 of 28 at the line, so they got there a lot and hit 54% of them. Her second, that one is good. First point for Kylie Nelson, and it trims it to 15-7 in favor of the Chargers. Here's Banks, a strong drive from the baseline, but an offensive rebound no good. Banks gets another opportunity, and now she backs it out here to midcourt. Now a right side pass to Keough. So third opportunity here on this possession for the Chargers. Becker got it inside, and it's called for a travel. So the Chargers, again, now a 15-7 advantage, yet 5 early turnovers in this game. Redhawks into the front court here. Chargers matching up zone and switching to man-to-man. Contreras has it on the right wing. Nelson was cutting. It wasn't there. Bounce pass left side. Might have been a walk and a late call. Yes, it is a travel on Twombly and a turnover by the Redhawks. Hesitated on a jump shot and made the decision late to pull it down and just couldn't quite keep the feet on the hardwood. Kara covers up, coming back in. Piper Chartier back on the floor for the Chargers as well. We'll see Michaela Williams, a freshman, in for the Hiawatha girls here. Contreras gets a breather. 2:48 to go, opening quarter. Horton here on the road, a 15-7 first quarter lead. Here's JoJo Switch, who checks in. They go inside. Becker firing, had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense underneath. And the Chargers keep it, as we'll see Kinsey Nelson back into the game. And a breather for the junior in Twombly. Chargers with the ball underneath their own basket. Becker, right corner. Here is Keough. Swings it left, switch a look, deep three, and it's an air ball, but unable to handle it underneath was Nelson. She had the free rebound and lost it off her knee and out of bounds. So unfortunate there. Lucky for the Chargers, getting somewhat of a free possession after that. They chuck it into the corner to Keough. Here's Switch up top. They dump it down, loaded covers up. Good extra pass into the corner for three. Hits the top of the backboard, and now chased out near the mid-court stripe, and Hiawatha trying to cover it up with Kylie Nelson, and then it's going to be an over and back as the Chargers picked it up with Chartier and then threw it behind the mid-court stripe. Can't do that. It's a turnover. And ultimately, after all that, the Redhawks get it back. Redhawks trailing here late in the first quarter, 2:15, clock moving, 15-7, the Chargers' advantage. Majority of this first quarter, they've played zone defensively, and a near bank three from the right corner And then a foul on the defensive rebound attempt is going against, I believe, Kenzie Nelson. That is her first, just the second team foul against the Redhawks. That was a near banked-in three from the right wing. Halfway down and out. And now the Chargers into the front court from left to right. Here's covers up. In between the rings out high. Left side pass to switch on the wing. They try to dump it down short corner right to Chartier. Kicks it back out to Keough. Works it around, and then she's called for a carry. Well, the Chargers again, they've had opportunities. They've made the Redhawks pay 15-7 their lead, but now that is seven first quarter turnovers. A lot of missed opportunities to build on what's been a good start to this game. Redhawks struggled to shoot the basketball efficiently on Friday against Troy. And now a couple Troy players running into each other, but they get it off here to Danny Morton, who's into the game. Left side to Williams, driving in, kicking left. And Michaela Williams thought about a three, instead turns it down. Top of the key, it goes to Kylie Nelson, dribbles short corner left, and then she threw it away. Here is Chartier, one on two. She doesn't have the numbers, put up a shot, no, but an offensive rebound by Keough to keep it alive. Second chance opportunities as Keough drives, no. Becker grabbed the rebound and then threw it away. And now a whistle and a foul against the Chargers. Frantic pace there, back-to-back turnovers, but ultimately the Redhawks get it back as the foul is on Marlissa Banks. Or correction, that's going to be on Keough, beg your pardon. That is her second. And team foul number five, which the officials finally realizing that free throws are on the way here for the Redhawks. At just north of a minute to go in this opening quarter, Horton leading this game 15-7. Now the story right now, Marlissa Banks, who just checked back in, she has 11 of the Horton 15, including back-to-back threes. And a free throw opportunity here is short for Williams. So the Redhawks now 3 of 7 at the line here in the opening quarter. And the second one, no good as well. 0-for-2 trip there for Williams. And it stays 15-7 in favor of the Chargers. And Banks had it knocked away, but it goes to Becker, who dumps it into covers up. Her shot is good. Count it and one. Good pass by Becker. Covers up gathering and banking it in from the left block. And has a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. And Kenzie Nelson picking up her second foul in the process. And that'll bring back Claire Twombly into the game. So 17-7 after that bucket by covers up. She's got her first points tonight. Chance for one more at the line. This is a Chargers team that saw improvements last year under then first-year head coach Gary Sorensen. Covers up, connects on the freebie, as the old-fashioned three, as they would say, and it's an 18-7 advantage for the Chargers here in the final minutes of this opening quarter. Williams will try a three, nearly banked it too strong, and covers up. Fights for the rebound inside for Horton. Gets it off to Marlissa Banks. Into the front court. She's quickly doubled. Gets it off to switch. Now covers up. Good pass here to Chartier. Drives. Missed the shot. And now it's kicked out of bounds, and it will go back to Hiawatha with 35 and a half seconds to go in the frame. Both teams have quite a bit of turnovers, but it hasn't hurt Horton as much as it's hurt Hiawatha here on the offensive end. Final 30 seconds. Let's see how the Redhawks play this out. And Twombly got it on the elbow, quickly doubled by covers up and Banks, but gets it off to Williams, driving in, gets one to go with the right hand. Much needed. First field goal for Addison Williams. She has three. Final 11 seconds here. It is 18-9, and Banks lost it near midcourt, fighting for it. And the whistle is blown. Did they call a jump ball? Well, the official didn't even make really an official signal there, but it will be Horton basketball. 7 seconds left in the quarter. Here is Chartier behind midcourt. 5 seconds. Now dumps it to covers up. Lost it. It's going to be a steal. Williams has a chance at midcourt. She throws it up a little bit short. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Well, our girls game after 8 minutes. Horton here on the road leading the Redhawks 18-9. Second quarter action coming your way next year on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging parents, From preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care, Sabetha Community Hospital.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
House here in Hiawatha. Red Hawk girls trailing here as we start the second quarter. Horton here on the road. A good start. 18-9 their advantage. And the Chargers continuing their movement from left to right here to start this second quarter. Marlissa Banks leading all scorers with 11. And there's a steal. And now a foul at midcourt. That'll be against Piper Chartier. And the Red Hawks have a good defensive possession here to start quarter number two. First possession, quarter number two here for the Red Hawks, trailing Horton 18-9. Zone defense here by the Chargers. They were heavy with that zone defense through the first 8 minutes. Here's Kylie Nelson, steps back, left wing three. It was on target, then hits the top of the backboard and falls off. And a rebound for Carly Hutfliss. And now here's Marlissa Banks into the front court. Hands it off to Covers Up, who goes right back to Banks on the left wing. Up top, Chartier, right side pass. It goes to Hutfliss. Now it's lost, and it goes behind midcourt, out of bounds, and back-to-back turnovers against the Chargers here to start the second quarter. Well, the Chargers can't stop turning it over, yet the Redhawks' offense can't capitalize.
Happened again last week against Troy as well.
In the missed opportunities in the first quarter, Redhawks had three easy layups missed as Williams drives short corner and had a good look, instead kicks it out into the right corner. Now Contreras, ball fakes here, working on Banks, dumps it left corner. This is Laura Lears who's into the game. Now Contreras, a look, and delivers a left wing three. Aaliyah Contreras on the board, her first field goal. She's got four. Big shot for the Redhawks. They're within six at 18-12. Covers up at the elbow, turns on a double team. It's knocked away, and a Redhawks steal. Another Horton turnover and another foul at midcourt. And the Redhawks have a little bit of momentum. As that's going to be a foul against Chartier. And she has quickly got two now. 6:44 to go until halftime. Chargers 18, Redhawks 12. Chartier playing good defense, and that's got to be a turnover. Out of bounds, and just simply dribbling it out of bounds on the baseline was Lears. Substitution in for Horton. That's Kansas Keough back into the game. Chartier gets a breather. Head coach for Horton, Gary Sorensen, second year leading this team, and they don't go incredibly deep. They go seven for the most part. They stick with that lineup. Here's a drive, a shot, missed everything, covers up trying to get the offensive rebound, and she's over the back, and a foul is called. So three fouls in 92 seconds here in this second quarter, so only one more foul to give as covers up, picks up her second. That is something to keep an eye on as we continue the final 6.5 minutes in this first half. Chargers 18, Redhawks 12. Hiawatha trying to chip away. They have the possession. Contreras top of the key. Williams left side, right back to Contreras. She's open. Another good look, this time too strong. And a long rebound chase down. And now a steal by Hiawatha and then a foul on the floor. How about that play by the sophomore Kylie Nelson? Pick the pockets of Hutfliss, who got the rebound and nearly got a layup out of it, but that's the final foul to give, and that's the third foul on covers up. And now the fouls are piling up a little bit. JoJo Switch is going to have to come in. But Paige, the final 6 minutes, 11 seconds, Hiawatha is going to be at the free throw line.
Hiawatha needs to capitalize on these two, as they were not particularly the best at the line last game, so hopefully with the bonus that's coming up.
Well, there's a steal at midcourt, an easy, well, never mind, announcer jinx. It was botched as Kansas Keough had a wide-open layup in transition, and went a little strong. Here's a big chance at a swing. In and out on a three was Kylie Nelson. That could have been a big swing. And now Banks losing it near midcourt. Hiawatha, another steal. And here's Contreras driving her layup. No, tipped to the right side corner, and it's chased down by Lears. Contreras feeling it. She's got a three. No hesitation, Aaliyah Contreras. She's got seven, her second three of the quarter, and it's 18-15 and a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30, so we'll keep it right here. But how about this start for the Redhawks in quarter number two? That is a 6-0 run, and they're back to within three.
Huge momentum switch for the Redhawks. This is what they needed. Last game, they had really none of this against Troy, so they just stayed behind the entire time. Now they are behind, but you can tell the crowd's kind of feeling it a little bit. They're kind of getting back in the swing of things. Aaliyah has hit her past two threes, and so if she can get into her momentum, her and Kylie Nelson are both doing a really good job of being aggressive, both on the offensive and defensive side. Kylie has taken away probably three or four balls in the span of 7 minutes.
Both teams here in the first quarter and a half nearly, they've had quite a few bunnies at the rim that have not gone. Simple, easy layups that you have easy points. And those kind of plays, you look back and what we thought would be a close game here and a ton of time left, but got to get those opportunities when you have wide open layups.
You know both coaches are going to be talking about that too during the halftime break.
So out of the timeout, here is a deep three that is up and hits the rim twice and falls off. Redhawks get the rebound with Kylie Nelson. Keo tried it from deep straight on. Contreras driving, right side pass to Lears. Now Williams, left side it goes to Kylie Nelson, puts it on the dribble, driving and draws the foul. That's Bobby Becker who picks up the foul and going to the free throw line, a chance to trim into this three-point deficit. Second foul on Becker, and the fouls are piling up here for a team that does not go deep into the bench. That puts Kylie Nelson at the free throw line, attempts number three and four for her. In this first half, her staggered stance, right foot in front, right shot, right-handed shot is good. She's now 2 for 3 at the line, 18-16, a 7-0 run here for the Redhawks to start the second quarter. Chance for one more. And she gets them both. Three for Kylie Nelson, all from the stripe here in the half, 18-17. Redhawks down one after they were down 18-9 coming into this quarter. And there is a right-wing three that is buried by who else? Marlissa Banks. She has got 14 and three threes. That's a big shot for the Chargers. Their lead now 21-17. Williams drives and draws the foul. And Hutfliss will pick this one up. And we will say it, as long as it keeps happening, the fouls continuing to pile up for Horton. And the free throw attempts coming up here for Williams. First one is up and in. Four here in the first half for the 5'6 junior Addison Williams. That freebie gets it to within 21-18. Still 4:57 to go in the half. Second opportunity for Williams. That one's good too. And the Redhawks have made four consecutive free throws. They're back to within two. Now looking for Banks, and that pass is taken away by Contreras. Trying to get into the front court. She goes coast to coast and lays it in with the left hand through a little bit of contact. And now 9 for Aaliyah Contreras, and we are deadlocked at 21 apiece. Redhawks in control here. Another near turnover. Now Banks gets it from the right wing, darts it in, missed the layup, fighting for the board inside. Couple bodies hit the floor. Redhawks come away with it. And now another foul against Kansas Keough, diving onto the floor. As Danny Morton had picked it up, and now Morton's going to go to the line for two. Well, this is an issue now for Horton, as these fouls are starting to pile up. That is the third on Keough. Chartier is back in. So you already got two players with three fouls. You got two other players with two fouls, and we still got 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Chance for the Redhawks to take the lead. And the first free throw a little bit short by Morton. 5'7 senior, did not score in the game against Troy on Friday, but had three rebounds and a couple of steals. Deadlocked at 21, 4:26 to go in the half. Two teams looking for win number one in game number two. Danny Morton goes 1 for 2, hits the second. Her first point tonight. Redhawks take the lead, 22-21. Here's Switch, left side on the wing for the Chargers, looking inside, backing up as Hutchless turning, and she is fouled. That is the first foul against the Redhawks here in quarter number two.
Just trying not to jinx it earlier, but this is much better for Hiawatha this game. Against Troy, they both went into the bonus both quarters, and they were in foul trouble early.
That was Williams' first foul. Here's a right wing three that just grazed the front rim short, and a rebound pushing is Kylie Nelson for the Redhawks. She wants the Euro. She tosses one up, and a little English on it. It falls through. How about that for Kylie Nelson, her first field goal? She's got five, and the Redhawks leading 24-21. Now we get a bump and a foul here on the perimeter against Hiawatha. And they get this one on Contreras, and that is her first team foul, number two. 3:57 to go in the half, 24-21, Hiawatha. They were down 18-9 going into this second quarter, but they have dominated the first four-plus minutes and now trying to force a turnover, and it will be as Piper Chartier got trapped in a difficult spot and then tried to throw it off Contreras, but just whiffed it, and it went out of bounds. So Horton continuing to struggle with turnovers, and now they're down three. Redhawks with the momentum and the ball. Oh, beautiful feed. Contreras, and a layup is good for Hiawatha's Kylie Nelson. How about that play? Now Nelson up to 7 points here in the first half. 26-21, Redhawks in control. And now Banks is trapped again, and she's called for a double dribble. Redhawks defense ampling up things and forcing the turnovers here on back-to-back possessions with the trap, and we get a whistle and timeout for the Chargers. You know, they got to turn some things around. It has been a struggle in quarter number two. See if it's a full timeout. It is. We'll follow suit. 3:27 left in the half. Redhawks 26 and the Chargers 21. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 17th, and Hiawatha Thursday, December 19th from 9 to 2 for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. You can also bid a farewell to Delia Oaks while visiting our Horton location. She will be retiring from GN Bank after 20 years. All are welcome. Happy holidays from GN Bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha girls in control here as they are leading this game 26-21. They have dominated this second quarter against Horton. As we are getting set to come out of a timeout, our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service right here in Northeast Kansas. Leah and Paige with the Hiawatha Channel. Brandon and Chance with you as well here on KNZA. First to two tonight here inside the roundhouse at Hiawatha High School. But the Redhawk girls, a five-point lead, 3:20 to go in this first half. They have it after the timeout. Here is Callie Nelson on a drive and then lost her footing, fell down, and turns it over. Well, the Redhawks have been much better here in that category, helping them retake this lead, but good defense that time by the Chargers. Now that one's knocked away, and it's taken away. Another turnover by the Chargers. They get it up the floor, stopping underneath. Contreras gets a look and lays it in. Assist by Danny Morton. Contreras into double figures with 11, and it's now a 28-21 Hiawatha lead. Here's Switch. The left side it goes into the corner with Hutchless. Now back to Chartier, gets it to Becker in between the rings out high, back to Chartier, diving in, pulling up from 17, might have been partially blocked and a rebound for Contreras. She wants to push the pace a little bit. Top of the key, left elbow, kicking left, Nelson, a wing three, got it to go. Kylie Nelson from downtown, she's feeling it in quarter number two, and it's the largest lead for the Redhawks at 10 at 31-21. And another Chargers turnover here at midcourt, it is absolutely unraveling for the road team in blue, but fortunate for them, Hiawatha gives it right back. This was an 18-9 Horton lead after the first quarter. Now Chargers look up with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. They're down 10. It has been quite the swing here for the Redhawks in this 5.5 minutes of quarter number two. And now a lazy pass is just taken away, and a layup in transition is no good. Another missed opportunity, this time for Laura Lears. Banks going inside, dumps it to Hutchless, turns, fades, a little strong on the fadeaway, trying to save it underneath, but to the wrong person. Another bank shot, no. Second chance, And a foul will put the Chargers at the line with Hudflitz. Well, it's a good effort for Hiawatha trying to save it from going out of bounds. Problem is, saved it to the wrong team, and Hudflitz drew the foul. It was against Lears, her first, team foul number 3. And the first free throw by Carly Hudflitz is in there. And she's got 5, 31-22, the Redhawks lead. 2:14 to go in the half. Hudflitz's second is good. So she goes 2 for 2. She's got 6 here in the first half. And the deficit for Horton cut to 8 at 31-23, just north of 2 minutes to go in this second period. Here's Kenzie Nelson right side, putting it on the dribble. Stopping on the block is Williams, trapped into a double team. Somehow gets it back out to Kylie Nelson. Now right side pass, Williams the freshman. A little short of 3, fighting for the rebound. Nelson tried to take it away. They're going to call her for the foul. And for Kenzie Nelson, that's going to be number 3. Team foul number 4, so that's the final foul to give. That'll bring Contreras back in. So right now the Redhawks leading 31-23. They have had a much better second quarter than that first 8 minutes. They were down 18-9 going into this quarter, but now look up. Redhawks see they got an 8-point lead. Good kick left side. Banks, a good look. A little bit strong. Backside rebound for Contreras. Near side pushing the tempo. She wants to go coast to coast. 90 feet. She's blocked at the rim. Good transition defense. That was Hudflitz with the rejection, but the Redhawks keep it underneath. But I think on the block, they said Contreras had hit off her as she was diving out of bounds, so the Chargers get it back. 1:35 left in this half. 31-23. The Hiawatha girls in front. Here's Switch. Back to Chartier, gets into the paint, floater is short, and the Redhawks just let it go out of bounds, and it goes back to Hiawatha. Right idea, you split the top of that defense, a little runner from about 10 feet, but just short-armed it, and the air ball went out of bounds. So the Redhawks, an opportunity here with this 8-point lead. Here is Callie Nelson, Contreras, hand down, man down, she wants to fire a 3, it was halfway down and out. Now inside battling for it. We get a jump ball, and good job by Nelson to tie it up to keep the possession here with Hiawatha. 1:07 left in the half. 31-23 Redhawks. Both teams losing their openers on Friday night. Horton lost at ACCHS. Hiawatha lost here at home to Troy. Here's a deep right wing 3. It's a little strong off the heel. Chargers pull the rebound down with Hudflitz. Here is Chartier into the front court. Stops, gets it off to Banks, baseline drive all the way to the rack, throws up a wild shot through contact, no call. Backside rebound for the Redhawks, pushing the tempo, Michaela Williams. Now Kylie Nelson nearly walked with it. Contreras gets a look, and she drills another 3. Boy, how about Contreras now? She's got 14 and 3 threes here in the first half. 34-23 Redhawks, final 30 seconds here in the half. She has certainly got the hot hand here in quarter number 2. They go inside. Becker falling down and tried to draw the foul, but no go. Another Horton turnover. They keep piling up. Final 20 seconds. Right side, why not? Kylie Nelson takes it from the right wing, throws up a shot, draws the body, and the foul. Well, I thought Nelson was going to pull up for 3, and the way they'd been shooting here in the second quarter felt like a heat check opportunity. But instead, nice take to the rack, draws the foul, and 2 free throws coming. Foul was on Hudflitz, and the free throw is up and good for Kylie Nelson, who is now 4 for 5 at the line and has 11 first half points. And Danny Morton checks back in. Twombly takes a seat. Final 15 seconds. Second free throw hits off the heel. No. Rebound for the Chargers. They got 13 seconds to work. Here is Banks. 8 seconds, just inside of midcourt, quickly doubled. They go inside, Becker, 4 seconds, trying to bounce it and had it knocked away on another steal, another turnover, and that takes us to the end of the first half. The second quarter completely dominated by the Redhawks, and Hiawatha here at home takes a 35-23 lead here at the half. Our halftime show is next. It is by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Certainly a tale of 2 quarters, and right now Hiawatha leading this girls' game. It is 35-23. Halftime is up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
around a busy schedule, last class not offered on your campus, simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
KimeTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Lee and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Chance Link, our studio producer here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. Our girls' game is at the half, and Hiawatha leading this one over Horton 35-23 is Paige again alongside, and certainly a tale of two quarters. Horton jumped out to an 18-9 first quarter lead, but Redhawks got real hot on offense in that second quarter. Combination of Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Contreras dominating that second quarter in tune of a 26-5 advantage. And right now, Hiawatha looking up with a 12-point lead.
I'm very impressed, especially Kylie as a sophomore. Last season, she averaged only about 5 points per game, so she was making a difference more on the defensive side than the offensive side. Right now, she's really stepping up and showing, hey, I can take it to the rim if I want to. Like, I can either draw a foul, I can get to the free throw line. I can do whatever I want. I'm going to get points on the scoreboard for Hiawatha, which they struggled to do against Troy. So seeing that how they're able to come back in a quarter after being down is really impressive, how they weren't able to even get a lead last game.
Yeah, Kylie, again, averaging just 5 points a game last year as a freshman, going for 9 against Troy in the opener on Friday, and already surpassing that here in the first half against Horton. She's got 11, including 1 3, but Aaliyah Contreras, she is arguably the best three-point shooter on this team, and it showed in that second quarter. She hit 3 threes and had 14 to lead the Redhawks.
Aaliyah has really talked to me about how it's her senior year. She really wants to go out and make a difference and show, hey, the Redhawks could win. Like, a new head coach, she used to be our assistant, but, you know, they're under Stacey Jasper instead of Brady now, and so they're ready to make a difference. And once it comes to league play, the Big East League is tough. And there's Silver Lake, there's Rossville, there's all these teams that are going to be hard for the Redhawks to face. And for Aaliyah to be able to be like, hey, I'm a senior, it's my time, I'm going to step up, I'm going to hit threes, I'm going to be productive, that's really big of her.
Well, she had a great about 3 or 4 minute stretch where she really took over and forced Horton to call a timeout. Now, speaking of Horton again, they are just constantly shooting themselves in the foot at 21 first-half turnovers. And even when they had the advantage in the first quarter, they still couldn't stop turning the ball over. You have got to trim that number down and get some other players involved. Marlissa Banks was very good in the first half with 14 and 3 threes. But again, this ain't a very deep team. They're good 1 through 7, but they're going to need some other girls to step up and stop turning the ball over.
When it comes to their JV girls team, Horton was making moves on their tours. I'm guessing their coach is going to be like, hey, you know, I'm going to need my JV starters to come in, especially since Keo and Cover Subs, both starters, already have 3 fouls. And so for Horton, they're going to have to trim that down also, because the free throw advantage, with it being now this year and last year, with the 5 points being double bonus instead of 1v1, we're one, it's going to be big for them to be like, hey, I've got to watch my body. I can't just be throwing hands. I can't be throwing feet. I've got to make intentional moves and make intentional passes, too, to limit those turnovers as well.
Get you some of the first half numbers here. Again, the Hiawatha girls leading 35-23 on Horton. Horton had an 18-9 lead at the end of one, but a 26-5 Red Hawks second quarter. Just dominant fashion has them out to a dozen-point lead. And, again, Aaliyah Contreras leading the Red Hawks 14 points and three threes. Kylie Nelson not far behind with 11. They also got five in the first half from Addison Williams and then four from Claire Twombly and then 1 point from the senior Danny Morton. Marlissa Banks leading Horton. She's got 14 and three threes, but outside of that, not much. Carly Huffless with six, and Kara Coversup has three as well. Horton, 21 first-half turnovers. They were perfect at the line. They were 4 for 4 and also knocked down three threes. For Hiawatha, they were 9 of 16 at the line, so they got there and were able to knock down a decent chunk of them. Red Hawks also had 10 turnovers, and they knocked down four threes, three of which, again, from Aaliyah Contreras. Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Our girls game at the half, Hiawatha 35, Horton 23. 3 minute timeouts. Our second half coverage is coming up next.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Here we go. Girls game getting ready to start the third quarter. Brandon Tamman, we got Leah and Paige. Chance, our studio producer here on KNZA, plus viewing on the Hiawatha channel. as we start the second half. The Chargers trailing here at Hiawatha, 35-23. They go inside to Covers Up, who missed a wide-open bunny. And the botched opportunities continuing here for the Chargers tonight. Here's Hiawatha's first possession of the third quarter, working left to right. Zone defense by the Chargers. Deep left wing three, nothing but net for Kylie Nelson, who picks up where she left off in the second quarter. She's now got 14 to match Contreras. All of a sudden, a 38-23 lead. Straight on three, nearly banked in. Covers Up, gets the rebound, kicks it out left here to Hutfliss. Banks back inside, knocked away. Another turnover. Chargers at 21 first-half turnovers, and they pick up number 22 there. That's Hiawatha in control now, leading by 15, their largest lead in this game. Contreras slides in and missed the layup, but an offensive rebound. Contreras now a chance for three right wing. It's short, and that time cleared away by Horton. Rebound for Hutfliss. Here is Kansas Keough into the front court, stops in front of the midcourt stripe. Now Banks gets a touch in the corner. They dump it to Chartier, had it knocked away on another steal, and then Chartier able to knock it away and out of bounds, but it will go back to Hiawatha. Now, we talked about the turnovers, and two of three possessions here in the third quarter, the Chargers have turned it over. Into the front court for Hiawatha, it's Addison Williams, high left on the wing. Now, Kenzie Nelson gets a touch. This is Kylie now, drives baseline left and is hammered out of bounds. Good sportsmanship by Chartier helping her up. And our first foul in the third quarter, this is against Chartier. And that is going to be her third. Fouls were also an issue for the Chargers in the first half. And now got three players with three fouls. Here is Contreras between the rings out high. Left side here to Nelson. They dump it inside, turning. Twombly had it blocked. Could have been a travel, no call. Now Contreras drives. Twombly short corner left. Contreras now top of the key, puts it on the dribble. Williams has it on the wing right. Skips it left wing to wing. Three on the way. That one's well off the mark, and a rebound for Horton. Chargers trailing 38-23. We're 2 minutes into this third quarter. This game has been dominated by the Redhawks since that start of quarter number two, as Keough driving in, had it knocked away. Another steal. Contreras up the floor. Lefty layup spins it in there. Contreras a game high 16 points. Her and Kylie Nelson have combined for 30 of the 40 for Hiawatha. Those two are on one here tonight. Here's Banks and another near turnover. What hustle there by Nelson, diving out of bounds and knocking over the trash can right near the scorer's table. But one thing you can't teach, it's effort. And right now, Hiawatha, advantage effort for sure. Right now, the Chargers just trying to find any kind of momentum offensively. Here is Keough, nice little move, but a wild shot, hit nothing but backboard, but she gets her own rebound, puts it up, missing the second chance, and another close bunny missed, and here's Williams pushing, why not? Three on the way, it's short by Nelson, Covers Up has the rebound, and strong with the hands, pulls it away, as Hiawatha just trying to force those backcourt turnovers. Here's Keough driving, bumped, shot is no good, but it's on the floor. And the foul against the Redhawks here at 5:09 to go in the quarter. I think they get Nelson here. This is Kenzie. That's going to be her fourth. That'll bring on Danny Morton. So Kenzie Nelson going to have to get a little bit of a breather. Still 5:09 to go in the third, and that was her fourth foul. 40-23, Redhawks. They leave Banks open. Best shooter on the Chargers roster. Couldn't make him pay. As Covers Up gets the offensive rebound, throws up and in. Much needed. For the Chargers, Covers Up her first point since the first quarter. She's got five, and the Redhawks lead is 15 at 40-25. Here's Williams driving, kicking, Twombly, left corner three, and she got it to go. First three tonight for Claire Twombly, and she's now got seven, and it's 43-25. Here's Hutfliss trying to answer, and she does from the left wing. That's a triple. 9 points for the senior Carly Hutfliss, and it's 43-28. Here's Williams, elbow curls in on the block, puts it up, short, and a rebound, and second chance no good by Twombly, but she's fouled. 4:21 to go in the third. Foul is against Chartier, and that is her fourth. That'll bring up JoJo Switch. Jess Twombly will be at the free throw line, her first attempts here tonight. She was 2 for 2 at the line in the game against Troy. Announcer jinx, you can call it that. A little bit strong. So now 2 for 3 on the year. 4:21 to go in the third. Hiawatha leading 43-28. Both teams enter tonight at 0-1. And her second, in and out, she goes 0-for-2. Rebound for Horton and Carly Hutfliss. Here's Banks into the front court, head of steam, picks up the pace, drives all the way, throws it up, but a foul's called, and she'll shoot 2. Aggressive there for Marlissa Banks, who was red hot in the first half, but has been quiet here in this third quarter. She'll shoot 2. That Hiawatha foul on Twombly, that's her second. Marlissa Banks, just a sophomore. She switches the first free throw. She's now got 15 to lead the Chargers. She was an honorable mention selection in the NEKL a year ago as a freshman, averaging 13 points per game. And she's got 15 here tonight, but her team is down 43-29. Her second is out, no good, tipped out of bounds. And it'll stay here, last touch by the Redhawks. That was the first free throw missed for Horton tonight. They were 5 of 6 before that, or 5 for 5 before that miss, and now hard drive into the paint for Banks, and she stumbles down, and another foul against Hiawatha here. Michaela Williams picks up that one. That is her first, team foul number 3. Kansas Keogh back in, covers up, getting a breather for Horton. Right now the Redhawks leading 43-29, and now Banks a little shaken up. Might be favoring the right knee. And Banks going to have to come out and covers up right back in because Banks a little banged up. Well, if Horton wants to come back in this game, they need Marlissa Banks on the floor. She leads them with 15 points. She's got 15 of their 29. Hopefully she's back into the game. Still 4:10 to go in this third quarter. Chargers have it. Left side pass. Hutfliss a 3. It's a good look, and then left it short, and then she fouls Williams on the rebound attempt, trying to get her own board on the short shot. And Hutfliss picking up her second. So the Redhawks will get it back. Both teams with 3 fouls apiece here in the quarter. Still 4:06 to go. Been all Redhawks since the second quarter. 43-29, they lead by 14. Their largest lead tonight's been 18. Here's Contreras. Curls around the arc, gets to the elbow up top. Here's Kylie Nelson, a 3, halfway down and out, and covers up the rebound for the Chargers. Redhawks push the tempo, nearly get a steal, but it's out of bounds here on the near sideline, right in front of the Hiawatha bench, and head coach Stacy Jasper. Tell you what, first-year head coach Stacy Jasper has to love the efforts by her team here since that start of the second quarter.
Stacy has always been very favorable of these girls. She's known them since they were very little. They've been playing together for forever, so she knows she's proud of them, too.
Here's Kansas Keogh diving in from the left wing, kicks it back up top to Becker, into the paint, good extra pass into the corner. Now Keogh drives, good pass left wing, Hutfliss a 3, she got it. Good ball movement there, and Hutfliss knocks down a triple. She's into double digits with 12. Her second 3 here in the quarter, and it's 43-32. It's trimmed to 11. Still 3:15 to go in this third. Plenty of time for both squads. Here's a drive, little 10-foot J. Backside rebound off the miss for Hiawatha. Now a left wing 3 is short. Covers up had it. Lost it out of bounds. And they're going to say covers up the last to touch it, so the Redhawks fortunate to keep the possession after a couple of missed good looks. Williams is out. That is Michaela Williams, and sister Addison is in for it. Paige had to tell me before the game started that half this roster just somehow related to each other. And there's a right wing 3 for Aaliyah Contreras. Why not? 19 for Contreras, and I think Horton just turned it over on the inbounds pass attempt. They did.
Yeah, there's 2 sets of sisters. And then both
yes,
sisters are cousins.
Okay.
So that's
you got the Williams, you got the Nelsons, and all somewhat related. So pretty easy for most. Here's Contreras inside, 46-32. Another 3 on the way. This time not there. Covers up fighting. and gets knocked to the floor, but gets the rebound out here. Chargers pushing. 2:45 to go in this third quarter. 46-32 our score. Redhawks in control. Left side pass to Hutfliss. Tries a three off the heel. Rebound for Twombly and Hiawatha. Here's Addison Williams. Wants to push the tempo. She'll stop in transition. Short arms a three. Fighting for the rebound. Covers up. Picking it up. And the Chargers now push, but numbers for the Redhawks. And Morton knocked Keo in the face. She wanted a foul instead of three on the way. This one nearly banked in from the corner. And chasing it down, couple bodies collide. And I think we get a foul against the Chargers after Nelson grabbed the rebound on the right wing. And that Horton foul against Keo, that is her fourth. And now we get a timeout for Hiawatha. Stacey Jasper wants a 30, so good time to pause at 2:14 to go in this third quarter. Redhawk girls leading this game 46-32. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whining. Again, we got Leah, Paige, Chance, I'm Brandon. Thanks for hanging with us. Our boys game will follow. So still in game one of the double dip, but really since the start of the second quarter, it has been all Hiawatha.
It's great to see the effort from the Redhawks, especially Aaliyah and Kylie, as they have been really putting their bodies on the line, really. It's a very aggressive game in a good way. There's not a lot of, like, words being thrown, none of that. It's been good basketball on both sides. Lots of fouls, but it's been good basketball. These teams know each other. They're only about 15 minutes away, and both in Brown County, and they really don't play that often for being as close as they are. So it's nice to see a little bit of a rivalry going on between these girls.
Just trying to do my math. I'm not great at math, so I usually have to write it down, but just trying to figure out what it's been like for Hiawatha since the start of the second quarter. 37-14 is their current advantage since the second quarter got underway. Contreras has the hot hand. She tried a right wing three, but a little bit strong. Redhawks get the offensive rebound. Now Williams drives, and good call by the official. Jump ball. She was tied up inside. Possession arrow keeps it here with the Redhawks. Well, I'm not pleased if I'm Horton coach Gary Sorensen. Is not sure how you leave Aaliyah Contreras the way she is shooting tonight, wide open from the right wing, but couldn't make them pay there. Now they leave her open again from the right corner. Not this time. It was on target, just a little bit strong. Rebound Horton. Final 1:45 here in the third. Redhawks 46, Chargers 32. Here's covers up inside, off balance on the shot. It's an air ball. Rebound for Addison Williams. Waist time dribbles with the right hand. Contreras again. Why not? She's hot as she knocks down another three. 22 points for Aaliyah Contreras. Makes it 49-32. She has got the hot hand. That is her fifth triple here tonight. Left elbow Jay. A little bit strong for Horton. Rebound for Addison Williams. Redhawks picking back up the momentum. Left side pass. Another three. Lears. Why not? Laura Lears from downtown. They're going to say it's a two. A deep two and a timeout for Horton. So Laura Lears, her first bucket, a deep left wing two, makes it 51-32 at 106 to go. And just a couple of minutes ago, Paige, the Chargers got back to within 11. That closeness got away pretty quickly. It's now 51-32, 19, the largest lead for Hiawatha tonight.
We talked about this a little bit, but you know, they are really out hustling the Chargers right now. They are kind of everywhere all at once, getting turnovers. And it's pretty obvious right now that both these teams are worn out. This has been a very quick game. There's not a lot of offensive drawing out the clock. There has not been a lot, even with the lead. Hiawatha is pushing their offense, and they want to get more points on the board.
Well, you probably know more about this roster than I do. And, you know, watching this team last year, Aaliyah Contreras, again, averaged just 7 points a game last season. She had eight on Friday in the loss to Troy, but she sits here with 22, and we still got nine total minutes left in this game. Had a dynamite game so far. They are in control. Now Banks tries a three. It's short from the right wing. Rebound pushing now for Hiawatha. Into the front court is Lears. Just hit a long two a moment ago. Tip pass. Zone defense right now for the Chargers. Here's a drive. Losing it. And turning it over is Hiawatha as Kylie Nelson tried to get to the rack but lost the handle. Chargers in the front court with Keo. Top of the key. Now Banks right wing. Dive. Shot off the window. Good. Marlissa Banks down with 17 to lead Horton. Cuts it to 51-34, 30 seconds to go. Here is Callie Nelson, left side on the wing. Contreras up top, closed down by Keo quickly, puts it on the dribble, wants to take it to the rack, throws it up, a lot of contact, no call. And now a foul on Hiawatha on the rebound attempt as Keough was trying to push the pace, and the clock stopped at 17 seconds left in the quarter. And the foul on Morton, her first, team fourth.
Well, I want to say something about Morton real quick. Her and both Laura Lear, they don't necessarily score a lot in these games, but they both rebound and they're both on the floor a lot. Last year they both played varsity and they make a lot of minutes. Danny, a senior, Laura, a junior, and they've both been very quick on defense and on offense.
Well, let's see if they can provide a spark in the final 13 seconds here on defense. Here's Switch, right side on the wing, trying to skip. Contreras tips it, gets it into the corner, comes away with a steal. 5 seconds to go, and I think she stepped on the baseline and turned it over. So she got a steal and then got trapped into the corner. So now the Chargers, 5 seconds to go. They have it left side of their own backboard. Gets it into Banks, left side, guarded by Contreras, getting past, throwing up a tough shot, got it to go as the quarter ends. Much needed for Banks and Horton. 19 in the game for Marlissa Banks, but just not much after that, as right now it's a 51-36 Hiawatha lead as we go to the fourth quarter, and that action is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here at the Roundhouse at Hiawatha High School, to the fourth quarter we go. Red Hawk girls trying to get that first win here in 24-25. They lead Horton 51-36. As we start this fourth quarter of action, Chargers, not much time left. They got to make a run. They nearly turn it over, but get it right back. Banks, left corner three, and it's blocked by Williams, but it's Banks who gets it back, and now a shot by Chartier is no good. And a rebound this time cleared away by Kenzie Nelson. Here's Contreras, right wing, diving into the paint. Good left side pass. Kylie Nelson, a triple. Why not? Nelson and Contreras have been eating tonight. Kylie now with 17 in the game to go along with 22 for Aaliyah Contreras. It's 54-36. And now the Chargers on the other end quickly turn it over. Well, the Chargers were good through the first quarter, but it has been a struggle by since. Here's a nice ball fake, diving in, good kick. It is Kylie to Kenzie for three, in and out. Rebound for Keough, spins it away, and tries to bring it up the floor herself. Just past a minute into this fourth and final quarter, Redhawks in control, 54-36. Here's Banks trapped in the corner. Now Keough was knocked on the right wing, and that's going to be a foul against Kylie Nelson. First foul on either team here in this final quarter. First, Kylie. Well, agree with it or not, Paige, but Kylie Nelson again, just 5 points a game a year ago as a freshman, 9 points against Troy. This has to be her best game of her high school career with 17 tonight.
100%, and you can tell the improvement from last year, too. She's much more confident in herself.
Speaking of her, has it on the right wing. Now Williams a touch in the right corner. Right back to Nelson. Dumps it inside to Twombly. Looking for a backside cut. Gets it to Kenzie. Layup good. Great offense there. And Kenzie Nelson finally on the board. She's been saddled with foul trouble here tonight. But she's got her first bucket. Makes it 56-36. The lead up to 20. Here is a straight on three. This is Chartier. It was on target but too strong. And a chase down, a rebound in the far side corner to Contreras. Long pass up the floor. Kylie Nelson, why not? Looking for the bank. It was a little bit short. And a rebound for Chartier. Here is Keough into the front court. Not much pace with her step. Stops in between the rings out high. Chartier over to Banks, left corner. Back up top to Keough. Right side pass now to Hutfliss. Right corner now, Chartier. Closed out by Kenzie Nelson. Good defense here by Hiawatha, and a tough shot forced up. It's an air ball for Hutfliss, and it goes out of bounds. Once again, Horton had an 18-9 lead at the start of the second quarter, but it has been all Hiawatha since that point. It is a 20-point Red Hawks lead. Man-to-man defense right now for Horton. They need something to happen. They need it to happen quick. Why not? Right side three, Kylie Nelson. Not this time. Fighting for the rebound is Contreras. Gets knocked to the floor by Banks. And they're going to say that Contreras was out of bounds. So that'll give it back to the Chargers with 5:19 to go in the game. Redhawks outscored the Chargers 26-5 in the second quarter. Led it 35-23 at the half. They had it at 51-36 going into the fourth. Now they lead it by 20. Here's another straight on three. This time it goes for Carly Hutfliss, who's been solid tonight. That's her third triple of the second half, and she's got 15 points. It has been all Hutfliss and Banks for the Chargers, but they have gotten nothing else from the other supporting cast. 56-39, the Redhawks leading. Here's Contreras. Fans wanted a foul on a screen attempt instead of Nelson. Three is good, and Kylie again knocks it down. And a timeout is called. It is a full. We'll follow suit. How about four threes, 20 points for Kylie Nelson. Five threes, 22 points from Aaliyah Contreras. Right now, Hiawatha leading 59-39, 4:37 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
4:37 left in this girls' contest. Redhawks in control, looking for win number one. They lead Horton here at the Roundhouse 59-39. The combination of Aaliyah Contreras and Kylie Nelson have combined for 42 points and 9 triples. Sensational performance by those two leading the charge for first-year head coach Stacy Jasper. Out of the timeout, Chargers with it, down 20. The turnovers and missed layups have certainly been a key factor for the Chargers here tonight. Zone defense for the Redhawks out of the break. Here's Becker, right side. Again, that's Hutfliss, beg your pardon, for three. Offensive rebound, though, stuck back up and in by Marlissa Banks, who has 21 for the Chargers. 59-41, 4:15 to go in the game. Here's Kenzie Nelson, left side pass to Kylie. Wants to stop and pop from 19. A straight on two is good. Kylie Nelson feeling it. She's got 22. 61-41 Redhawks. Sensational for those two here tonight. Here's Keough, left side on the wing for Horton. Spins past Nelson. Throws up a wild shot. Nearly got it to go. But a rebound off the miss by Kenzie Nelson. And now Banks picks the pocket of Nelson and lays it in transition. So Banks now at 23, and it's back to 18. Redhawks 61, Chargers 43, 3.5 minutes to go in the game. So the Redhawks again in control, trying to close out win number one. Redhawks went 9-13 a year ago. A lot of players with experience back. There's a missed shot, battling for it inside, picked up by Keough off the miss. Chargers last year, they were 6-15, but brought back virtually everybody that played significant minutes. But they're in danger to dropping to 0-2 as Banks fires a three from the right corner. A line drive that was short off the bottom part of the rim. And here is Allie Nelson, who lost it, saved it in the corner, but they're going to say she was out of bounds. Bobby Becker, JoJo Switch back into the game for the Chargers. Down to 2:53 left. And what's been a dominant performance, basically from the second quarter on for the Redhawks, leading right now 61-43. Well, how about the turnaround again, putting up just 34 points and shooting 17% from the floor in the loss to Troy on Friday have turned it around on offense here in game number two. Here's Banks dumping one inside. This is Hutless. Gets it back to Banks. A contested three. It was blocked on the left wing. And a reverse layup is no good. Second chance, and now a third chance is up and in by JoJo Switch. So staying with it, and Switch on the board. Her first two makes it 61-45 at 2:25 to go. Here's Kenzie Nelson driving, kicking. A lower Lear's right wing three is short, and a rebound for Switch and the Chargers. Coming up on the final 2 minutes of this game, Redhawks. A very good performance here tonight. Combination of Nelson and Contreras, the difference. Here's a dump down inside. They were looking for Becker. A couple bodies hit the floor. It's tipped back out to Banks, who's open for a left wing three. Nearly got the roll, but a rebound off the miss by Nelson. And that's Kinsey to Kylie up the floor, far side. Floater in transition is good. Goodness, Kylie Nelson going bananas. She's got 24. Final minute 40 at 63-45. Well, that's the kind of shot that tells you it's your night. Running off balance, kind of an awkward floater in transition, found the bottom of the cup, and another missed shot for the Chargers, and Hiawatha walks it into the front court. Final 80 seconds in this game. Well, Hiawatha not one of the places with the shot clock, so Hiawatha can do what they please here. There's going to be a travel against Kylie Nelson. And we will see Kendall Nelson into the game.
She's one of the ones that isn't related.
That's right. You did tell me that. Just a regular old Nelson.
Yeah, just key notes there.
Final minute and change about to run out here. Again, the Redhawks are going to win their first game of the 24-25 season, and now the Chargers turn it over again. Danny Morton's going to check back in. Exactly 1 minute to go. 63-45. Impressive performance tonight for the Redhawks. And the combination of Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Contreras, monster nights for both of them. Banks going for the steal. Morton dribbling around. Now had it ripped away at the top of the key and strength right there, forcing a turnover. Here's Marlissa Banks. Wants to drive it through some contact and puts it up and in for two. And that is now 25 points for Marlissa Banks. But again, not much help elsewhere. It's 63-47, final 30 seconds. Morton faked the three, kicks it left. Here's Rocky a three. She got it to go. Polly Rocky in the books. The sophomore did not score against Troy and gets her first points of 24-25. 66-47. Goodness me. Couple of subs in, final 27 seconds. As again, the Chargers are going to drop to 0-2. Redhawks will get to 1-1. And another turnover here by Horton. And this is Williams pushing, missing the layup, and a rebound for Horton. Final 13 seconds, and we get a whistle and a foul. It's going against Hiawatha on the rebound attempt against Morton. So just 12 seconds to go. There's only been three total fouls here in the fourth quarter. Or correction, just two. Well, the final 10 seconds are going to run off the clock. Horton has it into the front court. See if they even try to put something up. It is Huntless, left side. They will put up a shot short. That takes us to the end of the game, which was dominated by Hiawatha. 66-47. Redhawk girls get win number one. Horton drops to 0-2. Postgame show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. When you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls game, it goes to Hiawatha. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Officially in between games here at the Roundhouse tonight in Hiawatha, and the Red Hawk girls victorious for the first time in 24-25. They dominate from the second quarter on, defeat Horton. Final score 66-47. Chance in studio. Brandon got Leah and Paige here, part of the Hiawatha channel as well, of course, dialed in on at 103.9. A lot you can take away from this game, but I think, Paige, again, when you look at Hiawatha, the efficiency on offense, the combination of Kylie Nelson, the sophomore, Leah Contreras, the senior, those two, 46 points and 9 threes. And again, Kylie with 24, Aaliyah with 22. Those two just were on one tonight from start to finish.
You could tell kind of from when that second quarter started, they kind of had that look in their eye like, okay, we're down. We're not going to get down again. They were ready to go out of the gate, and they really did not let the hammer go. They kept shooting and making their shots as well. It's not like they were just tossing stuff up hoping they'd go in. They were making accurate shots. And that's what helped Hiawatha continue to grow in their score and not just kind of be stagnant as they have been in the past. They kept hitting the threes instead of going from last year where we did not have as many threes in a game. I don't think we've had 11 threes or something like that in a game and my high school career. And so it's pretty impressive, to say the least, that so many players on Hiawatha were able to capitalize.
Well, again, the loss to Troy, they went 3 of 15 from 3, and then tonight they hit 11 triples, did the Red Hawks. Again, 9 of those 11 triples between the combination of Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Contreras. Again, Horton dominated the first 8 minutes. They had an 18-9 lead. But the Red Hawks with a 26-5 second quarter advantage. They led it 35-23 at the half, and they just kept it at arm's length the rest of the way. It was 51-36 at the end of the third quarter. And again, the final score, 66-47. Red Hawk girls getting to 1-1 on the season. And Horton, they drop to 0-2. Let's go through some of the stats in this game. And we start with Hiawatha. Again, the combo, Kylie Nelson, 24 points. She hit 4 threes and was 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Leah Contreras, 22 points. She hit 5 threes and was 1 of 2 at the free throw line. They also got 7 from Claire Twombly. They got 5 from Addison Williams. They got 3 from Polly Rocky. They got 2 from Laura Lears. They got 2 from Kenzie Nelson. And they also got 1 point from Danny Morton. Hiawatha had 17 turnovers. They were 9 of 18 at the free throw line, only took 2 free throws in the second half, but again, knocking down 11 triples in the game. For Horton, they dropped to 0-2, 25 points for the sophomore Marlissa Banks, and they got 15 from Carly Hutfliss. But after that, just 5 points from Kara Coversup, and that was it. Just all the scoring for Horton coming from 3 players. 47, beg your pardon, JoJo Switch got in there at the end, but 40 of the 47 for Horton's, 25 for Marlissa Banks, and 15 for Carly Hutfliss. Again, turnovers an issue, although the number went down in the second half. Horton still finished with 29 turnovers. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and they knocked down 6 threes in the game, 3 from Hutfliss and 3 from Banks as well. Our stats are always brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison. or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Well, our player of the game is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I think for tonight, we got to make it plural. Players of the game, right? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Kylie and Aaliyah, for
yeah.
sure.
Again, the combination of Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras, 24 for Kylie. Aaliyah had 22, so they combined for 46, and they hit 9 threes, and they combined to go 6 of 8 from the free throw line as well. So we got to give it to both and share that award here in the girls' game. Our players of the game, Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras for Hiawatha, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company right here in Hiawatha. So that's going to officially wrap up our girls' broadcast. We're going to have about a 10-minute break here. Chance Link back in studio on 103.9. We'll keep you locked in and on the air for about 9 or 10 minutes, and we'll come back and get you set for what we believe is going to be a fantastic boys' game here tonight. Two teams, again, coming off close games in the, well, one team coming off a close game. That was Hiawatha losing 59-57. To Troy on Friday, and the Horton boys, again, they lost some good players, but they have a lot of expectations, too. They dominated ACCHS in their opener, 65-23. So the second game of our doubleheader is coming up here in about 10 minutes, but again, the girls' final, all Hiawatha, 66-47 over the Horton Chargers. We send it back to the studios, and we'll talk to you in 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.